This year's wheat crop nationwide is the smallest it has been in decades. Steve Jackson takes a look at how depressed prices are affecting Washington wheat growers.
On a national scale, the number of acres planted in wheat total 45.7 million acres, the lowest acreage since 1919. That's after the 2016 harvest that was the least profitable in 30 years. Glenn Squires is the CEO of the Washington Grain Commission.
From 2012, for example, the price of soft white wheat was $8 at the export point, you know, out in Portland. And right now, it's $5. Last year, the average price for the year was $4.20.
In many parts of the country, wheat growers have switched from growing wheat this year to other crops like chickpeas or lentils. But Squires says because of eastern Washington's dry climate, that hasn't been a real option in most locations. But he says overall the market here is more lucrative because the prices of the varieties grown, soft white and hard red winter, are not as depressed as other varieties.
When you see the numbers for the U.S. and you see this decline, that's not happening in the Pacific Northwest. That's a national thing. But in the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, Idaho, and Washington, it's pretty stable.
But Squires says in the long term, there is a trend for smaller growers to get out of the business.
Long-term trend has been, and it will, I'm sure, continue for farms to get larger and fewer farmers to spread their costs over a larger area of ground. Just to try to stay afloat.
Glenn Squires says he has had inquiries from Asian buyers concerned about declining acres being planted in wheat in the U.S., but has reassured them that isn't exactly the case in the Pacific Northwest, where our main varieties continue to be popular. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.